Well, employees in Washington say they're on the same page or have only a temporary lapse of understanding with their field offices 78% of the time. So basically they're saying is, yeah, they understand us, we understand them. But conversely, only 52% of the employees in the field say they need to either remind Washington that they exist or Washington doesn't even know the field offices even exist at all. Only 5% of the respondents said they're on the same page, and 31% said they have temporary lapses of understanding. Now, of course, during our 3 weeks online survey, we heard from about 421 federal employees, of which 71% were from civilian agencies, 25% were either DOD or intelligence. Then we also talked to about, we heard from 47% were located in the Washington, D.C. or surrounding metro area, and 53% were located actually outside of Washington, D.C. and its surrounding area. And then finally, 78% were a grade of GS-11 or higher, and 64% had at least 15 years of experience in government. So we hit a really wide range of people who answered the survey. So we're getting a senior level as well. So it's not just, you know, GS-5s and 7s who maybe don't have a reason to talk to the field, or vice versa, don't have a reason to talk to headquarters. Now, interestingly, the other question we asked to field employees was whether they thought Washington, D.C. offices understood their needs. 51% said that Washington was fairly inconsistent in understanding their needs, while 32% said they didn't understand their office's needs at all. But when we asked the Washington office that question, very interesting results came out. 47% believe that the field offices understood headquarters needs, while 44% thought there were some inconsistencies. So that's why we're saying there's a bit of a disconnect here. Where was, the field offices understands us, they know what we need, but the field office says, well, I'm not sure if they understand what our needs are here outside of Washington.
Well, you know, in the Civil War era, Jason, people could always say, well, the telegraph wire broke, so we didn't hear from you, so we just did our own thing. Nowadays, I'm wondering if the survey gave you any sense of how the communication tends to be in general between Washington and non-Washington offices.
That was another area of disconnect. 51% of the employees in the field say they never talked to Washington. Now, again, we looked at this survey. Again, it was unscientific. We'll be clear about that. It was online. We asked readers and listeners to participate. But the point is that most of them said they had 15 years more of experience, a GS-11 or higher. These are senior-level people. So you'd think they would have a reason to talk to Washington, yet only 22% said they talked daily or several times a week. On the other hand, now 66% of those respondents in Washington said they talked to the field offices several times a week, while 15% said they talk either once a month or actually never. Employees in Washington rated communication with employees in the field as good or excellent 52% of the time, while only 12% said that it was poor communication. And one other interesting result that came from our question, when we asked both parties to a list of words, asking the field employees or Washington employees to pick ones that describes each other, very interesting things came out. A majority of the field office employees said that when they think of Washington office, they think of politics or bureaucracy. About a third picked policy wonks or useless.
Oh,
I thought that was a little telling.
Ouch.
But on the other hand, again, disconnect here. 60% of the Washington employees said their field offices are essential. 37% of the time they said they called them useful. And 27% of the time they called them resourceful. Again, big separation how they see each other. And we didn't get comments to say why they see each other in this light.
I just want to ask a question about that. So 27% of the time they call them resourceful, as opposed to what?
Well, remember, we give them a list and said pick all that apply.
I see.
So as they checked it off.
This is all very positive.
That's all very positive.
Coming from the Washington office.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm starting to understand it now.
But the other side of the coin is that the people in the field offices think of Washington as this big bureaucracy of the political people who are only worried about the next 12 to 18 months,
right,
instead of the long term. And I think that's a very interesting perspective from the field.
We are talking with Federal News Radio reporter Jason Miller. So, Jason, most of the time the policies created in Washington and are implemented in the field office. You know, they make the rules and the guys in the field make them happen. So what did the respondents say about how that relationship works?
That was a big question we asked about policy implementation, because I think one of the things I've heard over the interviews for this series that I've done personally and then through the survey is that that's a big challenge. So let me step back for the survey real quick. Washington employees said 75% of the time they believe policy changes are communicated clearly and quickly in the field. About half of those respondents in Washington said there is some tension between them and employees in the field, while 17% said there's no tension, said there's tension a lot of the time, while 19% said there's no tension at all. Now, for my own personal interviews, which I'll bring to you later this week, of course, I've heard a bit of a different story. I've talked to employees in Philadelphia, Atlanta, San Francisco, and they say, you know, many times, most of the time, almost all the time, even headquarters consults with them on policy questions, ask for ideas about changes, ask for, hey, how would this work in the field? If we did this, what would the impact be? And I think that there's some idea here that the headquarters is reaching out, is doing what they're supposed to be doing, if you will, by getting the field perspectives. Now, what the survey is telling us is maybe it's on a limited number of people, maybe it's only at the very highest levels, and then obviously when we talk to people, we're talking to maybe the SES and the GS-15s, but maybe the 12s and 13s aren't feeling like they're part of the decision-making process. So I guess, again, a large range of how policy communications, even what we know about between Washington field offices, what's happening.
I guess those GS-13s probably feel like mushrooms. They're kept in the dark and fed nothing but dirt. So anyway, now let's talk about the Fed bashing that's been going on. Mike Causey has had several columns on that effect that seems to be born of a crabbiness in the public, maybe stemming from the bureaucracy and some of the gridlock in Washington. Jason, in your survey, did you find people in the field are also feeling that way from the local constituencies they serve in out there?
It was a bit of a mix. So on one hand, this was one of the biggest surprises of the survey. When we asked feds how you're viewed in your community, 24% said positively, 28% said negatively, and 27% said neutral, while another 20% said, I'm not sure. So that was a split almost one quarter each way in terms of how they're split. But 59%, this is the second question we asked, said Fed bashing does affect how they're viewed in their community. And while a majority of the respondents also said that Washington is viewed negatively in their local community. And when we say Washington, we're not talking about federal employees. We're just talking about the whole apparatus of Washington. So I think many people, the other thing that we also asked about that I thought was very interesting was, what's the best part about being outside of Washington? What's the worst part about being outside of Washington? And when we talked about the best part, they all said this typical things. Traffic. We don't have to deal with your traffic. We don't have to deal with the high cost of living.
They actually said traffic?
Did they say that in Los Angeles?
Oh, well, we don't know that. But
Duluth.
In Duluth, there you go. I was going to say in Huntsville, Alabama.
Topeka.
But then they also said politics, and they said bureaucracy is other things. But there were some actually who said that being able to see policies actually working in the field was actually the best part. Now, when we asked what was the worst thing about working outside of Washington, I can't tell you how many people said nothing. There's nothing bad about being outside of Washington. I thought that was very interesting as well, really very telling. But at the same time, we had several people who said they couldn't see how policy was implemented. They didn't feel like they were part of the machine to get things done, to get decisions made. And we asked also the other thing that said career advancement opportunities came up several times. And we actually asked a question about that saying, do you feel like your career advancement opportunities are limited because you are outside of Washington? And in fact, 62% said, yes, they are. And that was among the challenges is that they can't advance the career. They have the lack of influence or input. So it was just a very interesting, I thought, survey in terms of really reaching out. And one of the things that you're not going to see on the survey, but we were able to see because we did the survey, was where people responded from. And I'll tell you, we had multiple states outside. We had someone from Japan, someone from Thailand, someone who wrote, I can see the North Korean artillery from where I'm stationed. Hey, that's where I'm at. So basically they're in the DMZ in between North and South Korea. So I thought it was really interesting how we reached so many different people. And yeah, it's just fascinating because from our perspective, we sometimes don't know who we're reaching. And that gives us a real idea of all the small areas of where feds are located.